Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, weiter mit Sechtes Bchairis, Perik Zion, Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, we continue to learn about blemishes to a person. We're talking about a mum that would be either with his feet or his hands. The Mishnah begins. Hamakish Bekarsulav. This client's problem is as follows. His knees are bent outwards, while his feet come in. And that means that his ankles kind of bang one on top of the other as he walks. Ubi arkuvaisav, or his knees are bent inward and they knock together when he walks. Ubal pika v'ikel, or he has a pika or an ikel, the Mishnah will explain. Ezu ikel, what's called ikel? Kol shemakif parsoisav. This person sits down on the ground and he puts his feet together, but v'ein arkuvaisav noishke zulazu, but his knees don't touch each other. So obviously they're bent outwards. Pika, what's pika? It's yoitza megidulav. There's a round kind of a lump or something like that growing from either his thumb or his big toe. Now, literally, the word pika was like a round ball that they used to attach to one of the kalim that they used for spinning wool. But he has that shape on his finger. Vaita says the Mishnah, keva yoitza liacharev, another mum would be if his heel like sticks out behind him. In other words, every heel sticks out a little bit behind the person, but this is more than normal. Matnur explains why he has this problem. Parsase rechava keshel avas, or his foot is flat and wide. Most human feet are like thick and narrow. His feet are like of a goose. It's an ava. Flat and wide. Or at spa'isav merkavis zu al zu, his fingers, or his toes, they're like curved one on top of the other. And even if he tries to straighten them out, they still overlap. Like clutus, or his fingers or toes are attached together. There's like extra skin over there. All this would make him possible to do the avaida. Now, when we said before that if his fingers or toes are attached together, it passes him from doing the avaida. Sakta Mishnah ada perikasher. If that extra skin, which connects his fingers or toes, if they only go from the palm up until his first joint, in other words, past the knuckles, that's not a mum. Now let's say lematam in a perik. Let's say the extra skin went past the first joint, toward the tops of his fingers. So the chayyur, they should pass them. But what did he do? V'chatacha. He cut the extra skin back to the first joint. He did like plastic surgery. Then he's right to do the avaida, because the ma'aseh of the blemish was removed. Vayter zakta ba demishnaisa ba yaseira. If he had a complete extra finger or toe, v'chatacha, and that was cut off, so then it depends. Im yesh ba'etzem. If it has a bone inside. In other words, that aver that he cut off had a bone inside. So he's possible to do the avaida, because now he's missing an aver. L'maisa, he was born with that aver and he's missing it. But v'im lav, if it didn't have an extra bone, so basically what he cut off was skin, then it's kosher. Vayter zakta mishna, yoser biyodov uberaglov. This kayin, he has an extra finger or toe, but it's on each of his hands and feet. Sheish v'sheish. He has 6 fingers on each hand, and 6 toes on each foot. So what's his total number? 6 one hand, 6 the other hand, 6 one foot, 6 the other foot. That totals to 24. So Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. See, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the extra finger only passes if it's in one hand or one foot. So he has one hand or foot that's different than the other one. But if they're all the same, then it's kosher. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say that this psul of an extra finger or an extra hand is even if he's all even. Even if he has it on each of his feet and hands. Weiter sagt, der Heilige Mishnah hasholet b'shtei yadav. He is what's called ambidextrous. He's not a righty, he's not a lefty. He uses both hands equally. Rebbe Paisel, Rebbe passels this person. Because Rebbe Tain is like this. Nobody has two equal hands. One hand is stronger than the other. But there's a weakness in his right hand. So Memela got evened out to his left hand. Therefore, that's a pagam. The Chacham Machshim, the Chacham say, no, we don't look at it that way. Most people talk to have one hand that they write with, that they can throw stronger with. This person has two hands that are strong. It's not because one became weak. We don't say his right hand became weak. We say that his left hand is stronger than usual. Vayter says the Mishnah HaKushi, V'Hagichar, Gichar is if his skin is very red, V'Halavkon, or his skin is very white, V'Hakipeyach, he's very tall, but very skinny. In other words, for someone who's usually so tall, he looks unusually skinny. Vananas, or he's like very short. V'hachedish v'hashoita. So cheresh we know is a deaf mute. Shoita means he lacks das. Now throughout Shas, cheresh means someone who can't hear and can't speak. And a shoita, so there's a different simanim. How you know someone is legally a shoita? Some say when it comes to the psul for kaihanim, however, someone who's deaf, even though he could talk, but he can't hear, or when it comes to shayt, even though sometimes he is a shayt, sometimes he's not, he would be possible even when he's not. Vaitra says the Mishnah of Hashikar, the kind who's drunk. Now the psulim that our Mishnah is listing are psulim that are by a person, not by a behema. Psulim that are by a person, not by a behema, b'di'evet, if he does the avaida is kosher. So that can't be that he's stam a shikr from wine, because if he's shikr from wine, his avaida is not kosher. So what type of shikr are we talking about over here? We're talking about someone who's shikr from eating too much or drinking other things besides wine. But he drank so much that he's already not clear in his mind. And that could happen even from drinking too much milk or honey. Vaitra says the Mishnah, uvalei negoyim tehoidim. He has a nega. Even though, when we learn the Sechdes Negoim, we'll see that this type of a nega is tahar. It's not a nega tame, but it's still a mum for a kayin. All these things, psulin ba'adam, like we said before, they passel a kayin to do the avaida. But a kshenin be'behema, they would not passel a behema. In other words, you could still be makir of the behema. Rishim Ben Gamliel says, shaita be'behema, if you have a behema, that's a shaita. In other words, whatever the normal level of instinct and das is for a behema, this particular behema does not have. Ein amin amuchar. It's not the best to be makrivit, even though b'di'evet it's kosher. Rabbi Eliezer says, af balei dildulin. Also a behema that has like pieces of flesh or skin, extra pieces of flesh or skin hanging. Psulim ba'adam would be possible by a person. Baruch sheirim be'behema would be kosher. By a behema. Okay, chazring over our Mishnah, we're talking about mumim that are by a person. His feet are crooked. So we explained his knees are bent outward and his feet are bent inward. That means that his ankles kind of knock together when he walks, or his knees are bent inward. And they knock together when he walks. If when he sits down and puts his feet together to the ground, his knees don't touch each other. So obviously they're bent outward. Or he has a round something that's growing from his thumb or big toe. These are all psulim for a person. If his heel juts out from behind him more than normal, he's very flat-footed. Instead of being thick and narrow, his foot is flat and wide. If his fingers or toes are not straight but curled, even if he tries to straighten them out, they overlap each other. Or his fingers or toes are attached with extra skin. All of this make him possible to do the avaida. We learned that if the extra skin attaching his finger or toes only goes up, we're going from the palm up until the first joint, upwards, past the knuckles, then it's not a mum. It's only if it goes further than that. And even if it did go further than that, so his hands are like web, but he cuts it, he does surgery to correct it, then it's okay. If he had an extra finger or toe, and he did surgery on that, if that had a bone, that extra finger or toe, it's possible. Because once it had a bone, he already had an aver, now he's missing that aver. Now let's say, he's even. So if he has one extra finger or one extra toe, everyone holds it's possible. But he's even. His hands and toes all have six fingers. If Yehuda says that's kosher, the Chachamim say it's possible. Someone who uses both his right and left hand equally, which we call ambidextrous. Rebbe says that means his right hand is weaker, so it's possible. The Chachamim say no, it could just mean that his left hand is stronger. And therefore it would be kosher. He said a kushi or a person with unusual red skin, person with unusual white skin. Someone who's tall and skinny, like it doesn't fit his height. He's too skinny for that. Or he's unusually short, he can't hear, or he doesn't have das, or if he's shikr, we said we're talking about a case where he's shikr, not from wine, because from wine, his avaida would be possible. We're talking about things where the avaida is kasher, or he has a nega, even though it's a tardik, a nega, all these things are possible by a person, but that would be kasher for a behema. It wouldn't rule out a behema to prevent us from being makrevit. Shem Megomil says, that if you have a shaita by a behema, it's ena min amufchar. In other words, it's kosher, but lechatchila, we wouldn't want to use it. Rabbi Eliezer said that loose pieces of skin hanging from the body are possible by a person, but kosher by a behemah.